If this old man had lived in Bucharest, he might have gone rolling home in a style kind of like that. The old familiar children's song, This Old Man Goes Rolling Home, was it This Old Man Comes Rolling Home? Well, either way, it was rewritten in the style of Béla Bartók by Bruce Adolph. That's one of our piano puzzlers, and that's how it works. Bruce takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, and Bruce just played that for us. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Fred.
I was waiting for one more. And every week we get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune that Bruce is hiding and the composer whose style he's imitating. Ed Thompson is joining us from Austin, Texas. Hi, Ed.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
Ed, I understand that among the many different activities, musical activities you've had over the course of your life, you've been a choral singer and a member of the Houston Grand Opera Chorus.
Yes.
Now, when you're a member of the chorus in an opera, you're in costume too. Do you think about getting in character and acting even when you're just in the chorus?
to a certain degree. Mostly, you're there to just decorate the stage and sing as loud as you can. But there is some degree of character, especially in the comic operas. My biggest thrill was singing with Marilyn Horne on the same stage.
Oh, what a treat that must have been.
Yeah, she even put her hand on my shoulder at one point.
Ooh, did she do that every night?
Every night. It was in character. I was this disgruntled soldier, and she was a general of some sort, and she was trying to buck us up because we had just lost the war.
Well, Ed, time for your piano puzzler here. Your job, of course, to try to pick out the tune that Bruce is hiding and name the composer whose style he's imitating.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Ed, I think you and I should stand up and give Bruce an ovation.
I think so. That was very heroic.
Wow, I find these quite difficult to play sometimes.
It's
a challenging one.
Now, Ed, you said that was quite heroic.
Yes.
Is that part of your response about...
That's part of my response. I think it's probably in the style of Chopin.
Yes, it is.
It sounded like the heroic whatever it is.
Is it the heroic... Polonaise?
Polonaise, right,
yes,
yeah.
It is based partly on the heroic and a few other less heroic polonaises.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was what I heard the most.
Right.
All right, so Frédéric Chopin, the composer whose style was being imitated there, and we'll come back to that momentarily and talk a little bit more about that.
Okay.
Ed, what about the tune that Bruce has buried in there?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. I could hear was da-da-da-dum-ba-dum.
Yes,
yeah,
that
something
repeated
like
quite a lot. Does that ring any bells at all?
It doesn't ring any bells at all. It's
I don't know if people know this tune. I don't even know why I know it, but I do know it.
Well, I'm drawing a complete blank.
Let's see. I'll tell you something funny about this. One of the reasons I decided to do this is that the name of the song has the musical instrument in it that we are all engaged with here. And it's a really, really old tune that I guess as a kid I must have heard it a few times, but it was older than my childhood should have allowed for me to hear this.
Bruce, could you play the tune as people might be used to hearing it, people who know it anyway?
Yeah.
I am just drawing a blank on it.
I love to something on my piano.
It's actually I love a piano.
I love a piano. Ah, okay.
It's Irving Berlin.
He goes, is it?
I love a piano. I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play. That's how it goes.
Yeah, the whole melody sounds very familiar, but I couldn't put any title or words to it. So.
Well, it seemed to me that Chopin and I love a piano really should go together.
They really should, yes.
That's why we have... Then this big scale.
Yeah. That was there's the Polonaise part.
I was having a lot of fun with this one, I have to say. These big scales.
Right, yeah.
And of course, the rhythm is the Polonaise rhythm. Yup, ba ba ba, and three, and yup, ba ba ba,
right.
And then yup, ba da da. Then instead of ending it, yum pum pa da dum, I have yum pum pa dum. And then I took the phrase, I love a piano, and...
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You know, which is a very Chopin-esque thing to do, to take a little figure that was easy and make it hard.
And run it all the way down scale.
That's right.
Irving Berlin's I Love a Piano, rewritten in the style of a Chopin Polonaise. This week's Piano Puzzler by Bruce Adolph. Ed Thompson from Austin, Texas. Well done. Ed, what's your public radio station?
KLRU here in Austin.
Ed, thank you so much for joining us. Great having you as a guest on our Piano Puzzler.
Thanks. I enjoyed it very much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Fred. I love a piano. I love a piano. I love to hear somebody.